In this final episode of season three of Honesty Talk, I would like to share a Facebook post that I actually wrote prior to us filming season three. And very randomly, I just said season one was the starter, season two was the main course, and season three is the dessert. And loads of comments came through. What? Honesty Talk is ending? Like, you know, the dessert, right? That's the end. That's the end of the meal. So that's it. No more Honesty Talk. Now, when I wrote that, I didn't have in my mind that season three would be the end of Honesty Talk. But life and circumstances are such that it may just well be. None of us know whether we're going to see tomorrow. None of us know. Nothing is guaranteed. The only thing that is, in fact, guaranteed is death. And so, thinking about Honesty Talk, three seasons with my two, two beloved, not just co-hosts, but really, really special friends, mashallah, may Allah love you. I mean, you know, we came together. I want to talk about why we did this. If this is the final, and only Allah knows, because you know what? When we put Honesty Talk out there in season one, we didn't even know if it would go beyond the first episode. We just thought we'd see how it goes. Here we are, season three. There may be future seasons, there may not. One of us may pass. Maybe we won't continue. Maybe we won't want to continue. Maybe it's not going to be possible. None of us know. But I want us to talk about why we did this. Why Honesty Talk is necessary. Why the conversations need to continue. What it's meant to people. And if this is the last episode, I want us to say everything we want to say. I want us to bring everything we want to bring to the table. So, Sumaiya, I'm going to start with you.
So which question am I answering?
just based on what I said, you know, that if this is the last episode of Honesty Talk, thinking about the vision that we had, the reason why we did it, if this is the last episode, what would you want to say? What would you want to bring to the table? What would you want viewers to know? What would you want them to take forward? You look like you're getting emotional.
No, I'm thinking, I'm processing. I think... For me, what I found to be really endearing about the response that we got from Honesty Talk was that, and this is something to do with how we interact with each other, especially as women, that I think just showing up and being ourselves, you know, no pretenses, just kind of being quite honest about the good and the bad, I think it made us relatable. It kind of opened the door to us seeing each other in a different way. I think it's moving away from seeing people as, you know, who does she think she is? Why do people even listen to what they have? It moved from that to being, I feel like they're giving me heart. They're being truly themselves, and maybe I can be that way too. Mm. And maybe, you know, I can cut someone else some slack and I can just see their humanity. Mm. And it takes away this kind of, you know, when I remember when I was, not the last time I visited the States, but a time before that, we went to this like a sister circle. And it was my first time going there, and I went with people I knew, but in the general group, I didn't know the people. And we did this exercise to kind of an icebreaker type of thing. Before doing the exercise, you look around the room and it's, you know, it's the evening. So some people are in their work clothes. And so you have these ideas about who everyone is in the room, and you may be sensitive, like me and her wouldn't really talk. But after doing the icebreaker exercise, everybody just felt really approachable and warm, and it just changed the vibe. Mm. So I feel like Honest Tea Talk has done that. It's made us look at each other differently and just be more approachable. And I think that extending that to the way we interact with people, like, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
MashaAllah, I really like that. Mm. Layinka?
When I think of Honest Tea Talk and where it came from and how it came about and its beginnings, the one thing that again, just similar to our episode on taking action in season two, it's incredible how anything can happen, truly. And we've learned that this season, you know, and we've learned that through 2020, that anything can happen. So what do you want to do today? Mm. What do you want to create today? Who do you want to be today? How do you want to show up today? What seeds do you want to plant today? You know, and knowing that the present is really what matters. We don't know, like, just thinking about the prospects of getting into my seat and not having either one of you there, that, like, it boggles my mind, because it's just like, but these are my homegirls, right? Like, but the reality is, we don't know what we're gonna face tomorrow. We don't even know where we're gonna face, what we're gonna face when we turn off these cameras tonight, subhanAllah. What we do know is right now we have each other, right? And we're here and we can create something together. We can share something together. And just how short life is, how, subhanAllah, we hold on to things like they're big things, but in the grand scheme of things, they're not a big deal. And that moment to moment, cherishing the moment to moment, that has been something I have learned deeply from season three specifically, just through our conversations and all the things that have come up. And it reminds me, just thank Allah for now and decide who I want to be and show up as right now. And I think that can be, you know, that transcends all of our episodes, really, and touches all of our episodes in some shape or form. And to remember that we always have a choice, always. We can choose at every given moment. And that we've got that power in our hands to choose.
I think for me, what you've both said, it's very, very powerful, mashallah. When I think back to when Honesty Talk was just this idea in my head, you know, I saw, obviously, it came about as a result of watching Red Table Talk. And I thought, gosh, wouldn't it be amazing if three Muslim women could do this? And the reason why I got excited about that is because I feel that as Muslim women, we're made to fear having a voice. I don't know why this is the case, but we're told to be quiet. We're told to keep things under wrap. When we're encouraged to move away from honesty and vulnerability and openness. But subhanAllah, the amazing and beautiful things that come about as a result of being honest, as a result of having a voice, as a result of being vulnerable, as a result of taking off your masks and being yourself, is incredibly powerful. And I think that the vision was that three Muslim women doing this would encourage others to do this, to take the conversations further, to ditch fear, to uphold courage, and to go out there and be courageous by being themselves, because that takes courage. Mm-hmm. It takes courage to take off your mask. It takes courage to be your authentic self. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes a great deal of courage. But when you do that, there's more connectedness. There's more intimacy in all types of relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, there's opportunity for growth. Mm-hmm. Because you're coming bare, you're coming real, you're coming honest, yeah? And I think if this is the last episode of Honesty Talk, I would want sisters and brothers watching this to commit themselves to just being honest and vulnerable first and foremost with themselves. Mm-hmm. Secondly, honest and vulnerable with Allah as their creator. And then to go out there in all of their different roles and be honest and vulnerable. Mm. And to live on that standard. Mm. You know, for that to be their benchmark. Because what is there apart from good, you know, real goodness that can come from that? Mm. I kind of feel a bit emotional thinking that this might be the last episode, because I feel like there's so many conversations that need to be had.
I'm doing my best not to think about it.
But the reality is real.
Let's be real, right? We didn't even know that we were going to be able to do season three, especially through all the personal trials and ups and downs and COVID and everything else that happened. There was a real possibility that season three wasn't going to happen. And there's a real possibility that there isn't going to be a season four. That's just a reality of life. But we live life as if the tomorrow is guaranteed. Mm-hmm. We live life as if, yes, I am going to do that thing. And I am going to get to say sorry to her when I X, Y, Z, or when she. But we have today, you know, and I keep thinking of that, like, subhanAllah, like we lost chapters. We lost Mona. You know, we didn't have the funds, like a whole host of things that could have easily prevented us from being here today. And here we are.
SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. So what would we want to tell our viewers? What would we want them if somehow all of the previous episodes were wiped off YouTube and Facebook, you know, and social media? And this was the only episode of Honesty Talk remaining, and it was the last one. Mm. What would we individually want our viewers to take forward for the rest of their lives?
Sumaya.
I think back to conversations with a dear friend of mine who was advising me. It specifically in the area of trying to reconcile between who I am as a, like in real life and the people who know me personally and how I present to the public and social media and whatnot. And the advice was to be more of myself. And I had this fear. I had this unspoken fear that if I come through as myself, it won't be acceptable. Mm-hmm. Like I felt like I was compelled to present a certain way and that if I actually give more of myself, they're gonna reject me for it. Mm-hmm. And until she called me out and had the conversation with me and it came to the surface and I made a decision that I wanna be more congruent and I wanna be more me with my community and then took the plunge. And the feedback that I got, the response I got from them just blew me out of the water. Like, you know, it floored me. And
you were accepted for who you
are. More than accepted, yeah. Celebrated,
Mashallah.
More love. We're behind you. We want this part of you. We want you to show up as you are.
And how did that make you feel within yourself in a kind of like private setting? What did that do to Sumaya?
I mean, it was profound. I mean, who doesn't want to feel accepted? Like, you know, from being kids on the playground.
And I'm thinking of you specifically and Maya.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Looking back to the advice for the
younger
self and what you said about her wanting to be accepted and wanted to
have friends and all of it, it was deeply meaningful But the thing was that the holdup was never who she was, especially now, and how she chose to present partially was the holdup. And once she actually came through, it was a non-issue. So for the people who are listening to me, it does feel scary, because when I show you myself, if you reject me, if I show you myself and then you reject me, it's definitely personal and specific. It's not something else, because I gave you my real self. So it's a risk. But the fact, the way the response was, I would argue it's close to impossible to give people yourself and give people true heart and to have them, you know, turn away from you. So take the risk, consider being your true self with people. I think that would be my message.
And off the back of that, if people don't accept you, it's not about you. It's something about them. It doesn't diminish you, take away from you, crack your identity in any way. The mess is actually with them. So there might be people who have said, but I have, and
haven't been accepted, yeah, haven't it didn't been work celebrated. That
way. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's a real fact.
Yeah.
But you don't have control over how people respond. You have control over how you show up and how you choose to show up. And to make that decision to show up as yourself, for me, when I see people do that, and when I do that for myself, it's because I see myself and I see myself worthy of being seen. And I, instead of waiting for people to see me, I choose to see myself and show up as her.
You know? And it's easier.
Yeah.
It's easier. It's simpler. It's less complicated. Mm-hmm. It's liberating. You know, when you live knowing that you're accountable to Allah, and you can be yourself, your full self, you know, with all of your flaws and all of your weaknesses and strengths. And you know that Allah is the only one that can judge me. Allah is the only one that's going to judge me. And I'm just going to be me anyway. Mindful, obviously, of Allah. You're not performing. And you know, performance takes effort.
The energy.
It's, you know, if you think about taking on, you know, becoming an actor or an actress, it requires, like you said, energy. You have to memorize lines. You've got to be conscious of how you're saying those lines. You know, you've got to interact with the right characters at the right time, and you know, ensure that the scene is, and it's exhausting. But when you're yourself, it's like a breath of fresh air. You're free. You're free. And the possibilities are endless. So Jazakallah khair for sharing that. I think that's what Honesty Talk is all about. That's what Honesty Talk is all about. Linka.
For me, it's really about Allah. And knowing who He truly is, and the mercy upon mercy, grace upon grace, love upon love that He showers upon you in the multitude of forms, even through the heartache, even through the divorce, even through your kid, like everything, through all of the multitude of the journeys that you go through in this world, the one constant is Allah. And grounding yourself in having those intimate conversations with Him at during your highs, and especially during your lows, and to know that everyone can leave me and I have my Lord. Anyone can do anything to me and I still have my Lord. And even though things won't make sense, know that He's got your back. And like you said in the past, He's not there to break you. He's there to make you into the best version of yourself. It's when I think of the threads of Honesty Talk episodes, I just think they're all gathered and they're connected to the Lord of the Worlds, your creator, the one who sees you, the one who hears you, the one who has got your back, the one who gives, the one who takes for you to give to you. Because even when he's taking, he's giving something, you know? And to know who you are in relation to Him. You are from Him. And that ultimately means that you're valuable and worthy and that you are enough. Those are my
thoughts. Mashallah. I can't help but think about who I was when I first became Muslim. You know, when you consider identity and the role that that plays in a person's life, when someone, I'm speaking from my own experience, when someone embraces Islam, particularly at the time that I became Muslim, which is over 20 years ago, you are almost forced to assume an identity and you are encouraged to get rid of the old. Yeah. And so it's almost as though upon becoming Muslim, you're handed a mask. Mm. Okay. And I think I need to write about this a lot more. I need to speak about this as a revert, particularly for the revert community. And maybe this is actually the experience of non-reverts as well when they start to practice Islam, yeah, and within certain communities that they're also handed a mask. Okay, so it's universal. Mm-hmm. You're handed this mask and quite literally upon deciding from a very sincere position to come closer to God, to come closer to Allah, which was a sincere intention, you kind of are somehow encouraged to shift away from that sincerity into performance. And I see this time and time again. Mm. And what really makes me upset is that the joy, the spirituality, the zeal, the passion that a person experiences because of that sincere intention to come close to Allah, to worship Allah, fades away because of that performance. I see that time and time again. People journey through the practice of their faith unhappy, down. You know, it's almost mechanical, monotonous, and they've lost the sincerity behind it. And I think if this is subhanAllah the last thing I ever say, I would say go back to the fitrah, the natural inclination that brought you to the worship of Allah in the first place. Hand the masks back. You don't need them.
Yeah. And that's a powerful message for every single one of us. I think it's almost like, you know how you have born again Christians? Like to allow ourselves to be reborn in our faith.
Yeah.
Because it gets to a point where everything becomes monotonous and prescribed and you're not connected. You just do it. It's just by rote, you know, you just do it. Huh. But yeah, the thought of rebirthing within our faith is really powerful.
And I feel for me personally, Honesty Talk has done that for myself. I was already on that journey, but Honesty Talk was like, go. Because I had already been Muslim like close to 20 years. I had worn a mask for far too long and I had already started to take it off. And then Honesty Talk came about and it was like, Alia, you want to be authentic? You want to worship Allah as your true self? You want to put the opinions of people aside? And you want it to be about you and your... Here's Honesty Talk. And Honesty Talk has done that for me. It's allowed me to come into my own as a Muslim believing woman. And I cannot, I wish I could cut open my chest and allow people to see how alive my heart is for my Lord. And it didn't come about because I'm some pious person. I'm flawed. I make mistakes. I'm a sinner. But because I returned back to, it's about me and you, Allah. It's about me and you. And it's going to be about me and you. And I'm committed to that. And I think that's what honesty and vulnerability does in terms of faith. And that's what I would encourage everyone to do, is to just go back to that moment that you became Muslim or you decided to start practicing. And it was about you and Allah, and to start from there. Mm. Take off the mask, hand it back, and you worship Allah as you. Do you?
I think it's also important to note that in doing that, you'll get backlash.
Oh, yeah.
In doing that, you'll get people who comment about whatever that looks like now. Mm. And to go back again, that it's not even about them.
It was never about them anyway.
Yes.
When Allah created you, it was never about them.
Yeah.
When you leave this world, when you hear the footsteps walk away from the grave, from your grave, it was never about them anyway.
Yes.
And so it's like stripping everything away and coming to a very honest and vulnerable place between yourself and your Lord.
That's the foundation.
Yeah. Mm. Back to the fitrah. Mm. And it's a completely different experience. And, you know, I look back at the time that I took my shahada, and that was a very, very beautiful experience. But then when I look back at the moment I handed the mask back, I honestly, that was sweeter than the time I took my shahada. Because it was, you can't get that connection from anything other than really just, you know what, this is about me and you, Ya Rabbi. Mm-hmm. Nothing else. And when we have that approach, marriages will change. Parenting will change. Emotional connection, friendship, you know, our pursuits, our achievements, everything will change, because it's all happening as a result of our true selves. The highs and the lows, the way we deal with it all. I don't know if I'm making sense.
Perfectly makes sense.
Final words on this.
Go to her first, please.
Okay, I'll go to you.
I think I've said my final piece.
Yeah.
This is, you know, it's been a beautiful journey. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to continue in some shape or form. And if He chooses for it to end here, I pray that Allah accepts it from us.
Ameen.
And that He forgives us for our flaws. Ameen. Because we are flawed.
Ameen.
And that if we've offended anyone, that He forgives us for the offense Ameen. That we've caused unknowingly.
Ameen.
And that He just records this in some way for us.
Ameen.
As good.
Ameen.
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 And people don't cry, you know. I'm holding it down, but
she's taking credit for the scene. I like what you said about going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity, and that it doesn't have to come from like piety.
Mm.
You're wherever you are,
yes.
You just say right here, you're saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I really want you to be pleased with me. I'm doing this. I know it's not the whole thing. I know it's not perfect, but I really want you to love me. Like, I want to do it right, and I'm trying. Please love me. You know, I think that is from where it can happen, from any point, from your lowest point to your best point. If you go back to that I think that's the heart of ubudiyyah. It's the heart of being a servant of Allah.
I come as I am. Ya Allah, I come
please,
as I am.
Please, you know, please accept this from me.
What she said. That's going to be, I think that's all I can, that what she said, mashallah. We ask Allah, as you said, to accept, to forgive us for our shortcomings. And we pray that honesty talk, if it's good, it's meant to be, that there will be a season 4. And if it isn't, that everyone else takes honesty talk forward. Have honest, vulnerable conversations with yourself, with your Lord, and with others, inshallah. Thank you for joining us for season 3 of Honesty Talk. And I have to say it, if Allah wills, I'll see you at the next episode, inshallah. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.